Joining me now is Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer, Homes for the Brave. We have Vince Santilli back in studio with us. And good morning, Vince. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. We're doing tremendous. And it's just what an awesome way to start the week.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I love that you're in studio with us, which is fantastic. I do have to confess to you that we've started training here. Our morning team for Step Up for the Brave, we are very out of shape. We are working hard, though, to get those steps in before August 17th. Let's talk about Step Up for the Brave, because this is, what, probably one of your biggest fundraisers of the year? Yes,
This is pretty much our biggest and our golf classic, and this is our signature fundraiser, because when you think about stepping up for those men and women that have served all of us, and so this is just a very unique event. It had modest beginnings. This is now the 10th one.
Wow.
And so that first one in 2015 was a small group of stalwart people that got out there, and it was at what is now the amphitheater, which was then the Bluefish Baseball Stadium. And it was just something different.
Mm-hmm.
And this has now evolved through the years. And this year we are at Sacred Heart University's almost brand new Martieri Family Hockey Arena, and anybody who hasn't been there, it's breathtaking.
It's gorgeous.
Really is. And you know, as excited as we are about being there, Charlie Dowd, the senior deputy athletic director, and the whole team at Sacred Heart, they seem just as excited to have us there. And so it's just a thrill.
And now, does it move locations every year, Vince? Because I know we did our first one. Our morning team here at WACC did our first one last year, and it was at the Total Mortgage Arena. So does it change every year, the location?
No, not necessarily. And it had been at the Total Mortgage Arena many times, and they did an incredible job last year. And this year, they were undergoing renovations, so it was not going to be available to us. And so we reached out to Sacred Heart, you know, almost on a... Just on a whim, but
you've got this beautiful location. It's true. I mean, the hockey arena is absolutely stunning. It's amazing. State of the art. Beautiful. I'm excited to run through it, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I love it there. I'm very excited to run through it.
Well, and the dynamics make it a little bit different because, you know, the bleachers, the stands don't go as high. So it'll be, you know, a different group of ups and downs. And then for the walking, you know, we have a walking course. And, you know, some people come to the walking course and, you know, there's music playing in the arena. There's cheerleaders along the course. It's just just a happening. And so some people go and do a lap or two and then just enjoy the rest of the event and listen to the music. Others will get a vigorous workout just on the walking course, okay?
Right.
And this is around the concourse, which is quite a bit wider, so we can accommodate strollers. So we have young couples already signing up. And so, you know, so this is just really, really, it's big.
It is big. And again, we have Vince Santilli here, who is the executive director as well as chief executive officer for Homes for the Brave. And we're going to talk about, obviously, their nonprofit in just a minute. But their big event is coming up August 17th. We are very proud here on the morning show that our whole morning team does this, and we have our family join us. So Eric, the producer, Paul Piorek, our chief meteorologist, myself, you know, my husband's doing it, my mother, my father, Chase ran it last year. I mean, it's really a really fun event, and Eric's family is there. It's really, really cool. But this was our first time doing it, and there were a lot of questions going into it, which you answered so many of them for us, Vince. For the audience who might not be familiar, though, a very common question is, you know, do I have to be in unbelievable shape? So you were starting to talk about the fact that there is a walking opportunity. It's not all steps for 90 minutes straight. I mean, talk about sort of the levels of people who are participating. I don't want to say competing, but there is a competition element for some people if they want. But the people who are taking part in this, you know, I guess the range of people who can participate.
Well, we'll start at the top. And last year, there's a vigorous running course.
Yeah.
And so competitive runners have in the 90 minutes, they can go as many laps as they can. And last year you were there, Melissa, and you saw a young man who was a Navy SEALs candidate, and he did not look like a you know, runner, which are usually extremely slender and
right,
so forth. But this young man could probably play linebacker in the NFL. And he And I, you know, he started off really flying around the course, and I'm thinking, okay, at some point he's just going to slow down.
No.
Well, guess what? He never did. He did 22 laps.
I was
going to
say, I feel like
minutes.
It was like 20 something laps. I remember because I was floored.
Yes, he was 22 laps in those 90 Ugh. Minutes, and this was what a just an incredible performance. And he has some of his Navy SEAL colleagues, if you will, that are candidates for the Navy SEALs. Kind of right along with him. My son was in there, and my son's in incredible shape, and I think ended up doing 20 and a half laps. And so this is just, that's the top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then again, we have the walking course, and so people can do that, you know, 15, 17 times, whatever. It's a different course in the same arena, so mm-hmm. it's all in the same facility. So we could have people in their 90s actually doing that. And so this is really, you know, it kind of takes in everybody mm-hmm. at all levels.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we have leading up to this, the week leading up to, we have a virtual challenge. There's people who say, hey, look, oh, I would love to. I have somewhere else I'm going to be on August 17th, but I still want to participate. I still want to support these veterans. And so they can do this virtually from anywhere in the world. Some of our first few signups were a group of people from Sacramento, California.
I love it.
That will be doing it out there in the days leading up to it. And so they'll just, they're on their own, but they'll submit their step count.
Mm-hmm.
And this way still feel great about helping these veterans and these men and women that have put on that uniform. And some have really encountered, you know, a lot of challenges while they had the uniform on and since they took it off mm-hmm. when they were transitioning back to civilian life.
I know the countdown is on. We are so, so excited. We have Step Up for the Brave coming up August 17th in WACC. Very proud to be a part of this. It'll be our second year, the morning team, being part of this event. And it's all to benefit Homes for the Brave, which we're going to talk a little bit about the work that they do. We have our chief executive officer and executive director of Homes for the Brave here, Vince Santilli. And yes, this is something very near and dear to our hearts, certainly, because everyone on the morning team has either a direct relative or a dear friend. I know in my situation, I had a lot of my very, very good friends who entered the military, different branches. I had one Marine, one in the Army, one who was a Navy SEAL. So it's something very near and dear to my generation, certainly. Paul Pjork, who you just heard before, had a son who was a Marine. So it's something that I feel like everybody can connect to our veterans, or at least having the importance of, if you live in this country and you're happy for your freedoms, thanking our veterans for the role that they play in that.
Absolutely, Melissa. And by the way, I'm blown away. Paul came on to do the weather. He and I were walking last year on the walking, took a couple laps together.
Did you know about the shingles?
He had a son. So now I'm just blown away. He was doing that while he had the shingles. So, you know, Paul with a Purple Heart performance there.
And, seriously.
You know, so now I'm afraid to see him this year because he's just going to be zooming around like.
I will make sure to check everybody. I'll make sure to do an evaluation and let you know where everybody's at with their health and everything. But it gives you at home, if you're like, I don't know. I mean, to me, if Paul Pjork is doing it with shingles, and the guy was literally, he was like singing while he was doing it. So, I mean, to have shingles and do it is pretty wild. So,
yeah, just
no
amazing. And Melissa, I know you talked about veterans that are close to us. And, you know, my dad was a U.S. Army veteran in World War II. He wasn't even born in this country. And he passed away suddenly when I was a teenager and never talked about his service. And a lot of things came out later. It was ruled a service-connected death over 30 years after that. And, you know, it's just some amazing stories we found in his things, like journals from his company, and they saw intensive combat in the Philippines. And, you know, and in my case, I was set to follow in his footsteps and was planning to go to West Point. And when I was 17 years old, they detected a hearing issue, which landed me in, you know, so West Point wasn't a possibility for me. And certainly I hear a lot worse now. But at any rate, so this is, I think, my way running and the things that we're accomplishing at Homes for the Brave right now. The building's being expanded. We're in the final throes. We're putting an elevator in there for our veterans who have mobility issues, so we'll still be able to house them, and that they will be able to go to program we have throughout the building. So this is a mission, and this is just so important. Men, and we have men and women in our houses of all ages. We have them in their 20s. We just had an 82, he turned 82 while he was with us, mm-hmm. veteran that just moved into his own apartment earlier in July.
Wow.
So, you know, so these are the things that we're doing every day. 72% of the men and women that we're serving are experiencing mental health issues, some quite severe. PTSD is a very common denominator. So these are things maybe people don't see directly every single day and don't hear about as much, but they're very real issues. And so this is why I think we do what we do, and this is why the Step Up for the Brave is so important. This is our signature fundraiser. It's our biggest one. Last year, we raised almost $95,000. We're aiming to go into the six figures this year. And I'll tell you what, with less than 3 weeks left right now, we still have a few hills to climb to get there. So, again, if folks are listening and thinking about, well, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing that day, we'll be signing people up right there and handing them their shirts right there.
Literally many morning people of your
are, we have right around close to 300 right now wow. already. And so we're going to have a beautiful dry fit event shirt. It's going to be gray this year. So, you know, so it's really just the type of thing that, and it's not like you're then going all day on Saturday. I mean,
no, it's in the morning.
It starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And then by 11:30, the last car is pretty much driving away. So
right.
you have the whole rest of your weekend, but you can then have that whole weekend feeling good that you stepped up for the men and women that stepped up and served and put on that uniform to protect all of us.
For a very long time. I mean, at least months with their training, let alone years for service. And again, I think it's something, there's a couple of things here, Vince, that we're, this is why WICC very openly is very proud to support Step Up for the Brave every year. And certainly Homes for the Brave, because first of all, so many times people want to give back, right? They want to give back, but they don't know where their money is going. Well, this is hyper local. These are veterans who literally live here in our community. These are people that we work with, we live with, are our neighbors and are serving us and are from right here in Connecticut. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you're talking about 90 minutes. Right. We're talking about 90 minutes of just some kind of either, you know, mobility or just even being there. So donating to this, if you're like, hey, I'm homebound, that's okay. You can donate. You could support a team that's going there. There's literally no excuse to not get involved with this in some capacity. And really quick too, Vince, talk about how much you've expanded in the resources you're providing. Because when you and I first connected well over a decade ago, it was really putting homeless veterans, starting to put them in their own places to live. And just starting to offer them job opportunities as well. But you've expanded tremendously just in recent years. What else does Homes for the Brave do for our local vets?
Well, we have a vocational program that you spoke of about that helps our men and women find both educational as far as job and job opportunities, training and so forth. But what we opened up 5 years ago in 2019 is a clinical program. So prior to that, to address their mental health needs, our veterans had to go to the VA medical centers, typically West Haven, once in a while Newington, even here and there, the Bronx, New York. But we then, in 2019, opened up the Homes for the Brave clinical program. We hired a wonderful young woman, our chief clinical officer, Dr. Stephanie Lynham, and we then developed we have a therapist at an annex that we then opened 2 years ago in June of 22. We opened up an annex in downtown Bridgeport and right across from Joseph's Steakhouse. And so that is for veterans and their family members. We have a therapist there. We have a wonderful intake case manager, Tito Ortega, who is a Marine Corps combat veteran. We have an emergency food pantry for the families of veterans that might be struggling a little bit. We have a group room there, and so it's really something special, and it's something welcoming for the veterans as well as their families and children as well that could even see our therapist. Sometimes, you know, children of veterans, mom or dad, is serving stateside or overseas, mm-hmm. and so they're struggling a little bit. And we have a therapist that can actually work with these children.
Which is huge. I mean, spouses, people who, you know, people who are connected to those who are serving. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And like I said, there are so many reasons to get behind Homes for the Brave. If you wanted to learn more about the work that they're doing, you could go to their website, homesforthebrave.org, and you could sign up as well. On their website, they have a way that you can then connect and sign up online. Or you could literally show up the morning of, and you can register right then and there, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. And Melissa, you're so modest because you haven't even mentioned yet that you will be one of our co-hosts.
I thought we were going to run out of time.
So Melissa, along with AJ, right down the hall from the Taz and AJ show, and then Alyssa Ray Taglia from Channel 8. And I'll be on with Alyssa on Wednesday morning on Connecticut Buzz.
Awesome.
So we are just thrilled. We have wonderful hosts and folks that the listeners may not get to meet you as much in person, but they will be able to do that by joining us on Saturday, August 17th at Sacred Heart.
Oh, I just adore you, Vince. And I thank you so much for having us be such a part of this. It really is such an honor. And we cannot wait. We are training vigorously. In fact, we're going to start posting videos to show people just how awful we look training, but we're having a great time doing it, and it's so worth it. Every single step is so worth it. Vince, thank you for what you do, and thank you for this event. We're very excited for it.
Thank you, Melissa. Can't wait to see you on August 17th.
Same here, my friend. Vince Santilli, again, the Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director for Homes for the Brave. If you want more information, and you should sign up as well for their Step Up for the Brave event happening August 17th, go to homesforthebrave.org.